לשון השולחן ערוך בסימן טוב ריש עין א', צורך להיזוהר מאוד בהדלוקס נר חנוכה. זה לשולחן ערוך סטארט של חנוכה, צורך להיזוהר מאוד. Weister is it's not so easy. Aber we have a besondere Aloche. If Zorich li Zoir me'oid bad lokas neiros chanik. So we're going out to learn Be'ezus Hashem together. The Hilchis Chanik. What is Zorich li Zoir me'oid? Vi machmen de me'oid? Now we have to know. Loshen Rambam is Chavivoi Mitzvah Chanike Ad Meoid. It's interesting. The words Meoid. Loshen Shulchan Aruch Tzorich Leizoer Meoid. Loshen Rambam Chavivoi Mitzvah Chanike Ad Meoid. Come and say. Come and say. Now we have to learn. We're going to learn is Chumres, is Hidurim, is Mehadrin. Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. A lot of times in Lel Shishi we go Duch in Yonim, that is different Madreges. But in Chanukah already, Shen Gishtot Zachin Aloche. Mehadrin, Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. So we're going to see now all different ways how to make Kayim Take the different Yidurim. We'll start. So a lot of Protim will try to cover all of the Aloche. The Sharit Shuve in Simon Tov Reisha in Gimel Sivkot Mches brings down B'Shem Sefer Chesed Le'Avrov. Klipe Beitzim, the shells of eggs, u'betzolim, ein madlikim bo'em. You can't take an egg, crack the egg, put oil, and put inside a psila. Now, it doesn't say why. Zeh Shekh Mechesed Le'Avrov. We were zeiche, and emetzim gemacht chesed mit chesed leAvrom. It was a sefer zikaron for Rav Hutner, like given the yahrzeit last week, and they printed the ksaviyat from the chesed leAvrom. And the chesed leAvrom says because you need a keili for adlokas neiros chanukah, you need a keili. Dum yede beis hamikdash is given a keili. You need to lighten a keili. He says now he has a teretz. Steht in der Gemorre, Azoir Bener, Avele Bonim Talmidei Chachomim. Ganz klar Israel lights Neiros Chanukah, and he doesn't see the Neiros that Bonim Talmidei Chachomim. The Teretz is because they don't light with a Keili. So a lot of people take a Makbid for this reason, to light with a Keili. Daini Lafuke candles maybe, Lafuke Uldiv and Zachdan are not Keili. Even Rav Steiman, Rav Steiman says that it's a chumre be'alme, says Rav Steiman. This chumre, oil, yeah, but as a keili, Moshe comes. As the chumre, but it's a keili, that's a chumre be'alme. First, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring down the chesed l'Avrom. I'm zuch to shari tshuva. Shari tshuva. Second, well, he says he has a raya for the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says that you can light with candles, with wax. Not a keili. How in Taka you could put the wax inside? They have these melting ones. You could put wax inside a keili. On time Mishneh Berurah they didn't have that shtick. But they had only the normal candles. Today they have wax that melts inside a keili. Common sense. I mean, he says to Nishkin Raya. He says maybe a candle is a double choshuv. So the Veltak I think is makbid to light in a keli. Today I don't think people light without a keli. Lichure, lom again pamelach. When I was a bacher in Ponovich, I remember Moshe Sternbuch came out with a tshuva. Again, the same kasha. Everyone lights with a keli. No one is tamid chachomim today. Where is the tamid chachomim? Says he has a teretz. Most of the people don't light with a keli. Says you take out the little glasses from the menorah and try to put them to stand. They will fall down. They will slip. The bottom is circular, shashnikel. Shayz Mechis Netilas Yadayim, that a keli that can't stand is Nishkin Keli. remember that year people were standing in the stores measuring the glasses. You know, I remember all of them were breaking down. So I was then learning the Chavrusa with Apollo Rosh Hashivas in Panovich. And we came out that Lechure is Mevuel Nishtaze. Why? Shaiti Lechusat Yas Yodayim, if you have a special Keli that is made to sit inside another Keli, then it's no chisor that it can't stand. The menekiyos in the shulchan were like half straws. Taste explains why that's the din of klishores, because it's made to be together. So I send a letter then to Rav Moshe Sternbuch. He answered me back till today. I don't understand exactly what exactly he meant to tell it. So the Welt, I said, some of the glasses today stand straight. But this, I didn't see the Welt. The Welt uses the glasses, and they don't try to take out the glasses to measure them. Avi, come inside, come inside. Now, but afilo ochi, the saloche of Keli could be very negeya. If people want to be makbid on Keli, I want to explain. There's two kinds of new modern neiros. One is called ner light, and one is called tea light. Two different zachen. We'll be mazbo. We'll talk about ner light and tea light. Ner light is the ones, I don't know how to say them in English. I think they made them in Eretz Yisrael. You buy 49. They come. You just crack the top, and you use it. Disposable. Called disposable. Now, first, this taka can't stand. Okay. Oh, but it's not a problem. We said maybe it's made to stand inside a menorah. It's not so bad. A lot of people in America don't things that are tin foil dishes that you use once, they don't toivel the mikveh. The same as Hanagoyen HaGodol Rav Moshe Feinstein, that a kli that is made for one time is not called a keli. So the latkes in the kitchen, they do in such tins, and they didn't go to the mikveh at the time of them because chad pehmi is opposable, how you call them, does a nishkin keili. Say that. Or the bemele, the chanukah candles also nishkin keili because it's made for one time. You can't light with such candles and eat latkes with such a keili. It's chastir and eva bay. Maybe you don't want to be choshit to the chesed l'avra. So, not nishom and boin tamid l'chachom takin. Or if you want to be choishes to chesed l'Avrom, the problem is lemaisa has a hechsher badatz. So some told me the badatz on the hechsher is on the oil, not on the cheftzach. Weiss nicht genau. Rav Shteiman says that you could use it. He has a raya. Says in Shechonor you could light a ner shel cheres. It's a gemore, and a ner shel cheres is mevur dot in the Shulchan Aruch, they use it once and they threw it away. So he said, man of shach, other the loike Reb Moshe, other it's good for Chanukah. It's not machriya. Could be you need a keli, and this is a keli, and the problem is in the last case that they're not making tefillah as keli. But for Chanukah it's often a gemara. The same time we have, the same problem we have in the tea lights. The keli of the tea lights is also you throw it. No one keeps it. We said, Amol, you could use it for the crackpot to make it higher. But, you know, chutz and that, there's no use really for these tea lights. So the tea light that comes like, you know what's a tea light? A small, I don't know, it's a different name for the tea light. Travel candles, also, rooftops, I'm sure. Shlomo Zalman said on a ner light is another reason why you could use it. He said, it's more choshev, it's fakat, you know, the fancier people use it. He said, it's a choshev ezach. Just get nishkin choshev ezach. Fakat, it's expensive. People could, not everyone could afford to buy a ner light. So, let me get a bishl weiter. So, okay, people already have a menorah, they bought a menorah with good kelim, much in the menorah. We spoke last week that a lot of choshev people want to be yoitzer the shita from Rabbi Yashiv, that's about the shita from the Amiroim and the Gemore, as Ner Chanukah manichem mibachutz. As the mark of Ner Chanukah is bachutz. We said in Eretz Yisrael, could be a shalaf and brachah levatola sometimes, especially people that don't have windows, could be a shalaf and brachah levatola to light inside. So take I saw Aleph Bochum take try take to mishtadel to light outside. Now, you have to know how to light outside. People that don't know this, better to light inside. People that didn't listen to what we're going to say now, could be it's better they will light inside. Aber lo megen pamelach. In Shulchan Aruch state, you have to put oil inside the candle that is enough for the shiur of the zman adlokeh. But we'll see if it's a half an hour, 45 minutes, 108 minutes, like a tchile. You have to put, come inside. You have to put enough oil, zayin kashir. What if you light the menorah and there's not enough oil, and then you want to add oil, tegnish. Because adlokeh is a mitzvah, and b'shas the adlokeh, you have to have enough oil that will light kashir. And you can't add the oil later. Azay is nifsak in Shulchan Aruch. Kun de briskerov. Zog de briskerov. If someone lights a candle outside, it's windy. Especially this Sunday, Lamashal. It'll be very windy. Yeah? Imamish, a storm. Now, when you light the candles outside, it's windy. So how people light? Five people come near the door, you light it in the end, you close it. If you will leave it open for another 5 minutes, it will blow out. So b'shas de adlokeh, this candle was not ready to light for half an hour. So it doesn't help that you close the door later. Try to leave it like it is for half an hour. Or 45 minutes, 108 minutes. If it will blow off, if you will not close the door, the glass door, so b'meile, you're not yaitzeh. So what is the eitzah? So some people have a special menorah box that has on top like a little roof that you can go inside and put it in closet. Some people have it from the bottom. People that don't have it. So normally you buy these menorahs, you don't buy the boxes that open like this in the middle with two doors. This is no way to do it. You buy the menorah boxes that have other a slat, the whole glass in the front moves, other it goes up. You buy a very thin, small little candle. You light it, you push it in the door, you close the door. Yeah, if you don't know, you have to practice some open chasfalden. And then you manage to light it. It's a ganze avoider. The motion, you never can light all of the eight. I light some from this side, I close the door, I come again slowly, quietly from the other side. Just the end to back. On them, zog de briskerov, se abroche levatole. Se abroche levatole. We mentioned that one of the poskim said this is the reason they stopped the light outside because people don't know how to do it. And Zivatzach HaBroch HaLevatol. Keneged the Briskerov and Rabbi Sifchaim Zonfeld, Keneged the Briskerov and Azeb the Briskerov was about the Ma'aril Diskin was Choshesh the Briskerov, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Yomin Zilber hold that it doesn't make a difference. If you manage to close the box and it didn't go off, you're a yoitzer. Is the halacha that you have to have enough oil b'shas da gedloke? They say, yeah. You have to have enough oil. The pshat, on them, it's not called that you lit in the candle for half an hour. Here is enough oil. It's a wind, a zaytik wind. I managed to take it away. The lomdim added a shtik lomdis. They say, why it's not good? Because it's oimed to blow out in a ruach metzuya. While I'm planning to close it, so I'm also like a ruach metzuya. So the ruach metzuya is planning to go away. The oil is not enough oil, but I'm planning to add oil is not enough. Here the pshat is the wind is coming, and I'm the wind to take it away. But we'll see if it's poshut. Chaim Kanievsky wants to bring a raya from the Mishneh Berurah that it's okay. The Mishneh Berurah says if someone lights it in a place that is wind and it blew out, he has to light it again. Even if the kof saw in Zokuklo, but if you light it in a place of a wind and it blew out, you have to light it again. Frankly, even if it didn't blow out. Because b'shas da'ad lokeh. Does Mishkan Kashe. If in the end it didn't blow out, so it's murach, the b'shas da'ad loke, ziyogi ben roi. Last, 2 years ago, came out a little booklet from Halachos of Rabbi Eliashiv. They bring down Rabbi Eliashiv, which the Mazalman also hold that you don't have to be choishesh. But the Briske Rov and Maril Diskin, Shualeb Diskin, they hold you have to be choishesh. I remember when I was a bacher in Kol Torah, I went to discuss the Shiloh with Rabbi Mazalman Ayobach. So one of the bachrim said he has an eitzah. That when b'shas de'adloke, 5-10 bachrim will stand around the menorah area, and you alight the menorah, then there's no wind. You can stay like this the whole time. Then, instead of the bachrim, ashtod the bachrim, you put a glass door. So, even if you never close the door, if the 5 bachrim will stay like this for 10 hours, also the wind will not come in. They'll be close to each other. Dvukim zeh bazeh. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told me it's not good. So even he himself, but he haven't heard that it's okay. They state in Shulchan Shleime. But Ergivut of them, the Teira Choshesh to the Briskerov. He told me because when people are there, it's not Pirsum and Nisa to the street. No one can see it. So it's like you're lighting in a closed box. If you're using them to be a part of the box, it's a candle that no one can see. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman asked, so how every person lights? Especially when Shazam said, if he's a very big person. He's very big, so no one could see. So b'shas de'ad loke, no one could see it. So what did it help that he moves away? Shazam told me, I will tell you two terutzim at the shayla. He said, first, people could see from the side. People is great, the mention, I remember he said, kama shu gadol efshar lirot me'atzad. Second of all, he said no. But he told me, belong this, I'm wrong. A big person, he could move. This is container. Every time someone could be there, a car is passing. These 5 bachim that you want to put around the candles, b'shas de'adloke, you need them to stop the wind. The same smoke is if a person will light, and he will put his body and his jacket around the candles, and he will light. It's not good. If his body is stopping the wind, while you need it to be there to stop the wind, does Hezishkin yomadlik b'shusarabim? So there was a bacher there, I'm a oretz. He asked him, Shlomo Zalman, but it's a pirsum and nisa to the person that is lighting. Shlomo Zalman told him, this is your mistake. When you light in the house, you make pirsum and nisa to one person. And the street, the halacha is, you have to light for the bnei reshus harabim. To remember this lambda, there's a lot of nafkiminis to halacha, we'll see. When you're lighting in the street, you can rely on yourself. In the house, the halacha is for yourself. It's enough that you are there. And the street is not enough to light for yourself. You have to light for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. If you're blocking it, that's Nishkin Rishus HaRabim. Ichzog, Adkan Shomati. I saw the print in Shulchan Shloimoy, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, B'dieved Yoyitze, U'bifrat if he covers with his body. Kilu, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds B'etzim, you don't need it. So Chod, she says it's better to cover with the body. Let me get the next chumre. This is a halacha that a lot of bachim don't know. And again, they want to light Neres Chanukah, and in the end, they just do brachas levatole. A lot of times, a person comes and lights a Neres Chanukah. After a couple of minutes that he lights a Neres Chanukah, he sees the flame starts to jump, to dance. Or, lemoshel, they have these floating wicks. Now, they slip in, I say. They start, you see, it starts to slip in. So some people, they don't want to shut it. They're scared, they just lit in it. So the miyad open the box and they fix it. They have like a twister or something, they pull it a little bit back. These people could be an adyotin and chanukah. Why? Because adlokeh is a mitzvah. B'shas de adlokeh, this floating wick was a one that was it was not balanced enough that he was able to turn over. So even if you fix it later, hadlokah is a mitzvah. So you will not be able to be a fix it. Mitzad sheni have a problem. So what does the eitzah say? Blow it out and put it out again. Oh, but at the time you are yoitzah, hadlokah is a mitzvah. If you blow it and you put it again, it's not good. So the best thing is to wait a couple minutes to see what will happen. Dehainu. Even if in the end you see a Shvacher light and you like all the other rumors, you know, it's mamish, you know, as a Shein and Neiris, but you look as a Shvacher Matzev, don't change it. If it's taken mamish a Shaila, if the fregin a Shaila, if you had a fire. Noch ha'eitz, to light another one. I'm not so poshut because it's the third night. People think it's the fourth night. So nishna zeh poshut ha'en eitz. If you want to light another home in Neira, Kodesh Yom Allah. But you already have one downstairs, one upstairs. Lama gein weit. Lama gein weit. As another chumre, some people don't light all the bachim are asking me today. I want to be mazal. We're speaking about chumres that avade me'ikir adin medafmish. What I'm going to say now. Till now, some people want to know if they could use the floating wicks. Small ones. It's not so posher to use them. Why? I'm saying, Me'ikir Adin, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you could use them. Why people don't use them? Because as Halacha we said, Hadlaka Oisim Mitzvah, you have to put enough oil for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour and 8 minutes. This wick is only managed to catch a little bit of the oil. Eventually, when that oil will finish, the wick will fall down and catch the next oil. And then it will fall down. Oh, but b'shaz dad, look, it's not lighting in the bottom oil. Literally, it gets stuck there. The oil will not manage to come up. Mirtz Hashem, the oil will be missing. It will be in the filler, and it will land in the other place. The atom, it falls. It falls and it falls. Thus, it's not good. If a person has oil, when this finishes, he has a machine that sees that it finishes, pours more oil in. It's not the item. Again, Shlomo Zalman said, now, there's another chumra that some people, but the mele, Baruch Hashem, most places today I see already, they have the same material as this floating ones, but they have long ones, with a nice metal long, that it fits to the bottom. So then you don't have that problem. Some machmirim don't like to use these ones also, because the Mishabur says, the ketchila, you have to light b'shem and zayt, zoch, zach, kosis, you have to light b'shem and zayt, kosis. Here, Be'etzem, it's like a shtickle candle, because it has a little bit of wax on top of it. So the machmirim, or they scrape it off before, or they light it a little bit before. Shlomo Zalman gizok midafnish, midafnish. Why? He said that every wick Be'etzem, every psile, the first minute is not the oil. Das heißt boim ke'echot. You might hear it's not boim ke'echot. It's boim ke'echot ke'echot. Takes a shtick more time. I saw the frumers, what they do is, they pour the oil after they put the psilas inside. So on top of the oil is also shtick of Shemen Zayis. So the mele, it's lighting Shemen Zayis also. So from the beginning, you're lighting with Shemen Zayis. I said, order to scrape it, order to light it, order to pour a bit of oil. But most, I'll say, 99% of the poskim say medafnish choshes to them. Now, there's one more chumre that I don't know the shiur of the chumre. Some people are machmir, miyap and they light the neres chanukah to leave. Not to leave the room. To leave the candle. Why? They say, if you stay there a little bit, it's avuket. Avuket, you're not yoytze. So, in the minute that it lights, you have to leave already. Because it doesn't light, you're lighting it. After you're lighting it, it's the avuket. So, the shalei went, how to do it? Mizrizes. It's a chumre. I'm saying, to stay there, mamish, to schlafen, das avade nicht. Das ist mamish avuke. If you have mamish to rush, especially if you're going in this, through the glass with a tin candle, it doesn't move so quick. I'm saying, not to stay too much near the light. Because then it's a shadow from avuke. Ich sag noch einmal, das ist a chumre. Now, there's another chumre from Rebbe Yashiv. It's a chumre be'alme. Rebbe Yashiv holds that it has to be an oil dumya de beis hamikdash. They state the mele itanias that it has to be shemen shiroi leachile, and the besamikdash they had a shemen shiroi leachile. The kosis they say is the most zach is less from kosis. Kosis is better. It's mamish dumi the besamikdash. Then you have the zach that already they took out some zach. People say shemen zayin zoch. As the besamikdash, then the zach is better. The kosis is better. But they had last year they had oil that said on it, Eino Roy Le'achile. It was a big tumult. This guy didn't see it at all. It doesn't say that they have it. They have it. So they said, B'shem HaBeliyashiv, you're not allowed to use it. Because it's not Roy Le'achile. Rameh Shmulevitz told me that you could check, you could drink, and nothing will happen to you. He said, the pshat is, they write it, like they write on the Pepsi, that if you drink, you know, you could die. The pshat is scared someone will make a whole box, and then they will sue the company, so they write it. So this is the pshat that you're not, like, you can't eat it. Maybe he tied it, that tastes your Roy Le'achile. He's like, Se'achumre be'alme, about if you could, if you already bought it, chvetish if you have to. But if you didn't buy it yet, I didn't know that it exists yet, aber, it's kedai to buy a shemen that is roi le'achile, even if it costs a 4 mil shekel. Lemaise, some before she shulchan aruch, in Shari Tshuva in shulchan aruch state, that a shemen from basar b'cholov you're allowed to use. Now you're going, they have a shemen that was cooked basar b'cholov, you're allowed to use it. It's a shayle, bas mit bishul basar b'cholov, זה איסות המבשל בוסר בחולוב, here it's a shreifa, it's nishken bishul, and I'm going into that shayle. So I'm not saying, it's a raya deloike Rabbi Yashu. Aber it's nishken raya, but the evad avada it's kosher. And also, dir de shemen mitzad atzmo is kosher. Gerade is an isur on it. Ma she'enken here, Rabbi Yashu says, it's not roi. Lama gehen weiter. Ich muss sagen, der agresse chidush vom Shlomo Zalman, I heard it when I was 16, I heard this chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach. First time I heard it, it's a Dvar Teirah from Rav Shlomo Zalman. It was my first thing that I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. It was in Chanukah. Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach said a chiddush, and we'll see it's negeta apol chiddushim and airplanes, and let me get it pamelach. It's the din of Gemara and Shabbos, he kifo psilas. A person has a dish full with psilas all over, and he lights all of the psilas. Zog the Gemara in Shabbos, he kifo psilois, afilu lener echod loy osoloy. He's not yoitza even one candle. Frag them Shlomo Zalman, why not? The first one that he lit in was okay. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Later, why? He kifo psilois, afilu lener echod loy osoloy. Zog the Gemara, my time, the mechzike avuka. Even the deceptive, but you know, fire catches to the middle. It looks like a fire. Mechzike avuka. Mele valas mechzike avuka, you're not yaitze. Frag them Shlomo Zalman, why you're not yaitze? Chotch one? The first one. You write that later you light more, it becomes like a fire. But the first one that you lit in was adloka is a mitzvah. So this kasha, frag them Blazer Moshe, or El Moshe. So the Blazer Moshe Hurwitz in the back of the Gemara, we're talking in the case that he took a big cotton full of fire and he put it in the middle and all of them catch the fire in one time. This day chetitza shafru l'nerechot lo yosolay. Remember, when I was a kid, Rav Shlomo Zalman gizok, Rav Lezer Moshe, Odom Godel hoyo, aber azash veretaretz, se nishmash mehen de gemore, ekim apsila shafru l'nerechot lo yosolay. So now the kasha, frek de masa samelech, Ner Chanukah ve Ner Shabbos odif mishum Shleim Beise. Why? Because Shleim Beise has a push to eat it. Light Ner Chanukah, blow it out, and light the Ner Shabbos. Kofsa in Zekuklo. Nishkin lekatchile. But you're anyway going only to light Ner Shabbos. Ner Chanukah ve Ner Shabbos odif mishum Shleim Beise. You're anyway going to light only Ner Shabbos. So first light the Ner Chanukah, blow it out, and light the Ner Shabbos. That if I have a das to blow it out, then it's keilu ruach mitzuyo that is going to blow out, and I'm not yaitzah.
That's before the day started anyways, though.
Doesn't make a difference. If a person has a das, b'shas that he's lighting, he has a das to blow it out, b'meile he's not yaitzah. I said it today, I was in a dira. And they were planning to light somewhere. Then I tell them, listen, the door is mamish near the place they're lighting. There's no way to go out the dira without opening the door. They're planning to open the door, so the wind will blow it out. So it's like they have a das to blow it out. Only if they're planning not to stay, to stay in the dira. But it's not about a dira from bad bachim, they're planning not to come back to say no. It's going good to bachim. So the Fashup line is, I mean, Anan Saadi, that they're going back to Seder. So we made it, Anan Saadi, that they're going to open the door. So we'll blow out. So I told him, if it blows out, especially Sunday, there'll be a big wind, you're not Yaitse. You're not Yaitse. So this is his Yesoid. So my das to blow it out is Ruach Mitzuyah. I'll tell you first in Afkamina. Lamoshal is a shayla, if you're going in a plane, what to do? Bocha asked me today, he's flying, he has to fly 5 o'clock. His flight is taking off. Sunday. Now he's gone. Where to light? So I'm not going to different places where I told him. So Shlom Zalman says, you have to light in the plane. When out of Bracha. So before September 11 was not so bad. You know, you could light a tea light on your seat. Today, you know, if you light it without permission, you'll be arrested. But even with permission, they'll let you for a second to do it, and then they'll blow it out. So Shlom Zalman's no Indian. You say, no, I light it, it's a good, then what's going to be done? The Shkotim take it off. So Shlom Zalman, Valentine, and Saudi that they're going to blow it out, this is Azeva Ruach Mitzuyah. So what is the Eitz of Shlomo Zalman says? To come with a flashlight. Not a fluorescent flashlight, a bulb, as a bulb. And that has like a little string inside that gets yellow. And you light it and you hold it. The best thing is you put it, you know, in front of the chairs, like as a place to stick it in. So that bachur asked me why you can't put it on the seat, you know, on top. You press the button, you get a little light. So two zachen. First, this is not nickel. That is the shame there is Chanukah. Second of all, sometimes when they take off and take out, you know, they blow, it can go off. The best thing, you take a flashlight, you put it on for half an hour, 45 minutes, without a bracha, because Be'etzem Adin, it's fire, and you light. You could hold it, but the best thing is you put it in the chair in front of you, there's a place. You could hold it also. Not a whole night, no. 45. But. Frank Shlomo Zalman on himself. How he could say that if a das to blow it off, it's called a Ruach Mitzuyah, is a Gemara in Akoinis. If a person throws a dish, Meroi Shagag, and it breaks, he has to pay. If it's a pillow, and he threw the dish, he doesn't have to pay, it doesn't break. What would it be if he threw it on the dish, from the Roi Shagag, and there's a pillow, but the wind is planning to move the pillow. So he's chayev. Val beruach mitzuyo, the pillow will move. He's chayev. What would be the halacha if a person throws a kli miroi shagag and there's a pillow, but before he manages to get, before he throws the dish, he runs downstairs, he moves the pillow, and then the dish falls, breaks. Nochamo. If he throws the kli and there's a pillow, he's patur. What if he throws the kli, but there's a wind that will move the pillow? It's chayev. What if the halacha, he throws the kli, he runs down, and he manages to pull the pillow? He asked me how he managed to run down. Someone asked me how he managed. I told him, I'll tell you a poshto way. The pillow was with a string. He threw it, and then he pulled the pillow away. He doesn't have to run down. So that's the shayla. State in the Gemara that he's potu. Because when he threw it, it didn't go to break. But later he moved the pillow. It's a Ruach Mitzuyah. So I say, if the Ruach Mitzuyah is trying to move the pillow, I'm chayiv. So why here I'm not chayiv? So Shlom Zalman, it's different. Here when I'm lighting, it's in a place that it will not light. Here it's fakert. I have to be chayiv for a meister shvira. For a positive meister shvira, my das can't make it positive. Same thing we're saying. To close the door, what we said before for the Buskirov, doesn't help to make, when I'm planning to close the door, doesn't make it ruach mitzuyah for positive. It makes it for negative. That the hainu, it's not considered that I lit in the candles because I'm planning to blow them off. But you can't say that it's considered that I broke it. Nine of them. Let me get invited. Shtik aloche lemaise. A bocher wants to go away for Shabbos. So the first Shabbos, Nishkan Chanukah, but the second Shabbos. Bocher wants to go away for Shabbos. Let me get first to Mevarer what is the Ikara Aloche and then the big Chumre from Rebbe Eliashi. As a Machlekes, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman and Chazanish. Let me get in Pabelech. Friday, a Bocher is going away for Shabbos. Lel Shabbos, he arrived, let me go and I get to Arnav for Shabbos. He goes to Arnav for Shabbos. So Lel Shabbos, he will light by the people that he's staying. The best thing if he eats by the same people. If he eats in one place and sleeps in a different place, I would say to light in the place that he sleeps, but to eat there something also. Cake or something. If he mamish doesn't eat there, it's a shaila. So to eat there. I know, to eat there. Happens a lot of time, people do Shabbos Shabbos Brachas, everyone is put to sleep somewhere else, and then they come together to the hall to eat. But to try, if you eat also in the place that you're staying, then it's the best. If not, take, it's better to mishtatef, take. To mishtatef. Now the Iker Shaila is where to light Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you're going back to the deer. You're going back to Yeshiva. Yeah, normal a good Wochen. Yeah, I'm ready to have the Schwache. The Schwache stays, so I'm saying they could lie there also. But the good Wochen, but the Shabbos, they're coming back. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this, if you stay 2 hours in Arnof, and then you're coming back, light in Arnof. Why? The whole Shabbos I was there. Lemoshel, a Bocher is getting married. A Bocher is getting married Sunday night. Where he's lighting? In his parents' house, like Rav Shlomo Zalman. He was living in his parents' house. 7 o'clock. So this Bocher told me it's not so lemaisadik, so I told him to go to the apartment where he's going to live already in the morning, to sleep there a little bit, to eat there a little bit. Eat fasting. Chanukah, Kenish Tarayim, was a shayla. So there's a problem how he will eat there. About the Dreitzach Dalton. And Bemele, he could lie there, and then he will go to the hall. But if he goes to the hall from his parents' house, so from his family, he lies in his parents' house. Because Bismana Outlook, this is his place. Mele, so from his family, and Shabbos, you're in Arnav. Stay there for 2 hours, mana adlok, and then light. The Chazanish says you have to light in the yeshiva. Chaim Kanievsky said when he was a bocher, he learned in Lomje and Petach Tikva, Chazanish told him to go back. So he told him, but we will bleibe mit Tate Kilis Yankev. The Kilis Yankev is asking to live with me 2 hours Motzei Shabbos. He wanted me to go back to yeshiva, but I have a Tate Kilis Yankev. I wanted to live with him 2 hours. So Chazanish told him, send the shliach to light for you in yeshiva. So the etzer is be'etzer. The Iker Apsak is mekubal like Rav Shlomo Zalman in Yerushalayim at least. We live in Yerushalayim. To light in the place we were for Shabbos and to stay there for 2 hours. So the etzer when I tell Alamol, but Herzog Haim good. I don't want you to miss a prat. Lama Zalman, you went away from Arnav for Shabbos. So the best etzer is you stay there for 2 hours and you lie there. And other when you come back to the dira, you light again, at least a tea light. Or you ask someone to light for you in your menorah and the yeshiva also. So you light there, and you also light in the yeshiva when you come back. But the bracha you do in the place you are. But this is the Iker Haloch of Mereda Fafur mentioned. And you're scared, but maybe the Chazanit is right. So you were light in Arnav, what was that with the bracha of Atola? You could say Rav Shlomo Zalman. So the Poshta Eitz is, you ask the owner of the house that you're staying to be made to you with a bracha. But if you're sticking more rumor, it's not enough. Because maybe you're not Yoitza here. And we made it the place of Yoitza is in the yeshiva. So you didn't light here, you lit in the yeshiva. So you don't have a bracha. You say, no, so what if I don't have a bracha? Aber Chazal said that if a person didn't make a bracha, it's a birkas haroye. So you really have to make a birkas haroye. So you could say, okay, but I was yoitzen of alabais, so I don't need already a birkas haroye. But zogin the lomdim, for birkas haroye, you need to see the candles. And when the balabais was making his brachas, the vial, his candles were not lighting. So the etzah is like this. Again, me'ikar adin, you can light in a lot of the bracha, and then you come back to yeshiva without a bracha. You don't have to, but without a bracha in the yeshiva. Fafrum, you write about the balabos. Go fafrum, mehadrin mina mehadrin. When the balabos does the bracha, you look out the window on someone else's menorah. So you yaita as big as a raya. You look at that menorah, you yaita with him, and then you light your menorah. Klamati. Das ist der Weg zu machen. Das ist der Weg zu yaita alle Shittas. Nicht alle are masking, but other people think that beyond this could be that a person that is lighting doesn't have to have. Ad kam normal. Kunt Rebbe Yashiv, and Rebbe Yashiv has a chumre. Chumre atzumo. His giboid in a prichodosh. State in prichodosh, a person that went with his family away for Hanukkah. Maisa, a more person went away for 8 days with his family. He went to a shver for Hanukkah. Zog de prichodosh, he doesn't have to light in his house. Where he was living. Because he went for the whole Hanukkah. As Medayi Rebbe Yosh, Zokter, and if people will come, they will not think, where is the menorah? They know he went away for Hanukkah. They know he went away for Hanukkah. Zokter Rebbe Yosh, state in the Prichodosh, if a person went away for the whole Hanukkah with his family, he doesn't have to light in his old house, because when people will come, they'll realize he's away for Hanukkah. Zokter Rebbe Yashiv is meduyek that if he went away for 2 days, he has to have someone lighting for him in his house. Because if people will come, gzeirem ipnei aroya. Gzeirem ipnei aroya. So Rebbe Yashiv holds, if you go away for Shabbos, you have to have someone to light for you in the dire as the prichodosh. The pashtus. Because it's only mipnei aroya, you can ask someone else to light for you. You could be making mistama, you don't have to be mehadrim and a mehadrim so much. It's only a gzere mipnei aroya. Now, l'chure kum tois nefir Rebbe Yashiv, what would be if a dira, all of the dira is going away for tzfas. So there's no one to light in the dira for Shabbos. So nefir Rebbe Yashiv, l'chure, you can't go away. So it's Shabbos Zalman, so kum tois Chanukah is jail. Can it then? Chanukah is a jail. At the time, Reb Shimon Zalman. The fear of the Yashiv comes out, and if you can't find someone to be in your dira, you can't go away for Shabbos. So Chanukah nails you down. Lo yada al adas, like Reb Shimon Zalman, Chanukah is a jail. This was the nusach of Reb Shimon Zalman. Now, so lemaise, when I was a bocher in Ponovich, every bocher that went away for Shabbos had someone to light for him. But then, clearly, Motzei Shabbos really was a safe in one of the diras. Because if no one is around and people light for you, you know, Sheitzach Alein was Tutzach Dolphin. So you have to be careful. It's, you know, to burn a house because Sofek Chumre. Chaim Gadievsky said that the Chazanish never told him that he has to send someone to light in Lomje. When he came for Shabbos, the disciple, Chazanish never told him, he asked everything the Chazanish how to do, Chazanish never told him that he has to do this Chumre. But the Veltainers, that is a big mokum to be makel, if some of the roommates anyway stayed, so there's no gzeir for the Royer. The whole prichodosh is mipshe'aroya yoimar, no one lights. But if it's roommates anyway, or the whole time is yeshiva bochim that are anyway moving the whole time, Shabbos, everyone knows bochim, yeshiva bochim go away. A person comes to a house, oi, boss, where are the people here? Okay, but I have to know how the person knows that it's bochim, you know. But again, could be it's the Iker Rebbe Yashiv's shita that we light today for the Bachutz. So the Rebbe Yashiv's shita that we light for the Bachutz is a gzere mipnei aroy. The Amerikanish shita that we light for the Bifnim, like we spoke last week, but then the Schumre is a Beitzik Echumre. So Rebbe Shimon Chazanish said you don't have to be choshed in the Schumre. So this, let me get weiter. Zman Kotzum HaMeloche Meruba. What is the Zman of the Adlokas Neiris Chalik? So normal, this you have to hear very carefully because again, people that heard all of the shiurim till here and don't hear this chalek can make a bracha levatole this year. Or mazwe what? Person comes to ask you when to light Neres Chanukah. So normally you tell him it's a lot of shittas. Do what your father did. The problem here, the bochim answer, my father doesn't have a shita. He lights when he comes back from work. So now we have to find out what to do, what to answer him. The Gemara in Shabbos states as Mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad shetich leregel min hashuk. Lo mevar apor minut, we'll learn good exactly the shaila from the Zmanim, and I think lefi them it will be leichter to find out what to do lemaisa. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Bei, zogt mitzvoso shel ner chanike mishetishka achamo ashetich leregel min hashuk. The Gemara in the beginning understand it. It means that every time that it goes off, you have to put it up. Kofsa zoguk lo. Zog the Gemara no. De iloy adlik madlik. It means in this time is the time to light. Mishetishka ashetich leregel min hashuk. Inami leshiuro. This is the amount of oil that you have to put inside. Lechaura, in the first pshat, the time of lighting is from shkia ad shetich leregel. How much time it has to light? This is the time to light it. Later you can light it. For the second side, maybe you could light the whole night. This is the amount of oil that has to be. Mishetishka achama ad shetich leregel min hashuk. Shita sagro mina Yerushalayim. You light in Shkia exactly. It will be around 4:45, 4:46. The Chazanish lit in 20 minutes after Shkia. It's around 5 o'clock. In America, it's 2 minhagim. Rebaran is 25 minutes. Remoisha is 10 minutes after Shkia. And Eretz Yisrael, these manim are a bit less, because 25 minutes after Shkia is Nacht in Eretz Yisrael. So 10 minutes around, people are choshesh to Rebaran. You open Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says the time of Adlokas Ner Chanukah is Tzeis HaKichovim. So dahin, we have Minag Agro Shkia, Minag Agro Shkia, Shulchan Aruch state, What would be if a person didn't manage to light till after the time? If shetich leregel min hashuk, b'di'evad he could light the whole night. Safek with a broche, safek without a broche. Shabura says to wake up the bnei bayis. B'di'evad, if they don't want to wake up, he doesn't have to make a broche. Ha'mevorech lo hifsid. This is Shulchan Aruch. Zog de Ramo, b'zman hazeh, that we anyway light for the bnei bayis, you for sure could light kol alayla. So no chabur. The Goyen said, Tzeisak Shkia. The Mechaber said, Tzeisak Yichovim. B'di'evet, kol alayla b'di'evet. Zog de Ramo, b'zman hazeh, lekatchila you could light. Zog de Ramo, mikol mekim, toiv leizor, gam b'zman hazeh, to do it in the beginning. But be'etzem, b'zman hazeh, the time is not so fussy. This reason I know is a choshev yeshiva in Yerushalayim, choshev god lador, he tells his yingelite, they have to stay till 7 o'clock. He doesn't let them to go back in the middle of Seder. He tells him, Rambo says you can light kol alayla, bitul teire, come home 7 o'clock and light. About we'll see. Zem rem Rambo. Now, so no, I want this thing to be mesuda because it's such a bilbul and people have so much mistakes. So we have, the Goyen said that the time of the Gemara meant Shkia, the Shulchan Aruch meant Tzeisak Yichovim, till Tichle Regel Min Hashuk, both of them. Zog de Ramo, b'zman hazeh, you could take it later. Now, ba'etzem, the Gemara says, mishetishka achamo. The time is mishetishka achamo. Now, we don't know, zog de Mishneh Brura, what is tishka achamo. In Rambam state, mitzvosho mishetishka achamo, like the Goen, v'tia doylekes, chotzi sho yoyser, v'im loy adlik einem madlik. This is what we have to know. So let me get Pamelach. Other Shkia, other Tzeisak Yichovim. B'di'evet kol alayla, zog de Ramo. Zog de Mishulchan Aruch de Ramo. The Rambam paskens like the Goyen, mitzvoso mishetishka achamo, yiten shemen, chotzi sho o yoyser, mod meloshen, chotzi sho o yoyser, ve'im loy adlik, loy adlik. So the Rambam holds, you cannot light later. This is the time that Chazal gave, and you can't do it later. It doesn't make a difference. Zog the Biur Aloche, why I pass him to the Bnei Ashkenaz to light in Shkia? Because the Rambam said that time is Shkia. Later, the Rambam says you cannot light. Chotzi Sho Oyoiso. What is Oyoiso? Means a little bit more. 38 minutes. Not a half an hour, 38 minutes. Zog the Mishnah Bure, the Fina Rambam, if you were light by night, could be you missed already the Shkia. You're not Yoitza. Or it could be the Mechaber is right, that the time it says a Kechobin. So light it in Shkia, because if you most shit as Medievet, you could light from Plaga Mincha. Put oil for a half an hour after Tzeis HaKichovim. It's 45 minutes, another 18 minutes for Shkia Sechama. And like this, you get to our Shittas. The Moshe, if you make with Rabbeinu Tam, so you put oil for 108 minutes, and then you light it in Shkia, and the Mele, if the Rambam is right, you get to Chotisho HaYoysa. If the Mechaber is right, you get to from Shkia HaYoysa. This is the reason to light in Shkia. Now, the Rambam said that Bezman HaZeh you could light the whole night. The Rambam didn't say it. The Rambam says, why? Because anyway we light for the Bnei Abayis. So the Chassidim, Be'iker, was Soymech. The Chassidim Be'iker was Soymech to light Tzeis HaKichovim. The Rambam says, Bezman HaZeh you yoytze kol alayo. We made it a safe account. If you light in Shkia, lefid the Mechaber, you lit in before the time. Tzeis HaKichovim lekul ha'al, the Rambam says, Bezman HaZeh is good. You might have in Rambam Nish. But Pashas in Rambam state, Bezman HaZeh, that you light in the Bnei Abayis, Alamor is good. So if you light in Shkia, lefid the Mechaber, you're not Yoytze. If you light in Tzeis HaKichovim, lekul ha'al, you're Yoytze. If you have before Shkia, it's a machlekes. If a person lies in Plaga Mincha, it's a machlekes if you can make a brocha or not. Yeah. Now, I want to be masbir. The briskirov time is, ne? So actually, we'll go kaseidim. So be'etzem, this is the reason be'etzem, every meaning is a kodesh nika meaning. People are choshed to Mishnah Brura. That the Rambam said the Shkia is Shkia, who said the time could change? And Rambam says him loyadlik, loyadlik. The Rambam didn't make chilukim, he didn't say Bezman HaZeh is different. But maybe Zogdim Mishnebura to be choishesh, to start the life in the beginning, because if not, maybe you're not Yoytze. The Chassidim Tain Eval, the Rambam says Bezman HaZeh that you light inside, it doesn't make a difference. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Rabbeinu HaMechaber, Paskins, to light inside Tzeis HaKichovim. Rambam, but we have to pass in Shulchan Aruch. Memele vav b'di'evet, you could be yoytze l'kula alma, it's better to do like that. This is the reason, b'etzem, you could tell Olam, I can't tell you when to light. Rabbi Yisai, this is before you came to the Eretz Yisrael. When you came to Eretz Yisrael, you had a big problem if you're a chassid ishim. Why? The chassidim light, tzeis hakichovim, anu zogin noch der Rebbe zadloke. Why? Again, it doesn't make a difference. This is if you light inside. But if you yoytze the chumah from Rabbi Yashim and you're lighting outside, you're not lighting from the Bnei Abayis. Could be a brocha levatole by night. What the chassidim was saying to do this, the kichovim, the same as the Ramah. That the Ramah says, Bezman HaZeh, anyway, by night is good. So we say, we do the mechaber. We're not choshed to Mishnah Berurah. Could be the evidence good. Oh, but Bezman HaZeh, we're not lighting inside. We're lighting outside. Why I'm saying that? Lemaisadik. A bochel emotion went away for Shabbos to Tzfas. The kid said he came back, he wants to light again of the Chazanish. But his menorah is outside. He'll be stupid if at 12 o'clock he goes outside and lights. That night to light inside. There's no point. 12 o'clock you don't light outside. There's no music to light outside 12. Tzesek Yechovim, yes, I'm a chaber. Tich l'reim in Ashuk, 7, 8 o'clock, l'maise, people go around, could say mechanet. 12 o'clock by night, you for sure have to light inside. To light outside, 12 o'clock, no, emotional, and the matkavon is a hell. Till he comes back, it's already 10 o'clock. You can't light outside with a brocha. So the chumre of last week, if you don't know today's week, you can make a brocha levatole. The Biskerov had another pshat in Rambam. Kichot isho o yoyser, the Biskerov was mechadesh. What is Oyoiso? Chotisho Oyoiso. Chotisho. So Pashas, we said, Shabbos had 38 minutes. Was Oyoysa, Zayda Biskarov, Chotishov, Veyoysa. Zayda Biskarov, the Rambam is Mechadish, that if the regel min Ashuk takes more time, you have to add more oil. Dehainu, in Arnof, I would say, Tich le regel min Ashuk is around 7:38, it gets quiet in the streets. In the yeshiva area, I don't know when, maybe 3 o'clock, it's Bavuz de Briskerov lived in Press near Edison. The pictures there you see. Yeah. It was a big zachaza. And the last movie finished 12 o'clock. The Briskerov was makpid to have oil till 12 o'clock by night. Al stich le regel min ashuk. You have to put oil at your stich le regel min ashuk. Again, people that light inside the house. But again, it's also a kule that with the Eved Lemais in near Yeshiva you could light outside even later in Shtikl because that caused the Regel Min Ashuk. Shem Zaman was machmir to put at least 2 hours oil. At least 2 hours. He himself, I asked the Bnei Bais till 11 o'clock. He had oil till 11 o'clock. The Ner light could light maybe an hour. The Ner light. But it's kedai if you could. Some people say it goes also to kule. You light in a shul. In America, I'm going to get a lot of shuls that, you know, when you finish the davening, they close the shul. Shal, if the gabi could blow off the candles. He just lived it 5 minutes ago. Or the you have a dira bochim that he can't see outside. And all of them going back to say that. She calls for regim in a shul. The maestro, we tried to leave it for half an hour. Let me get a bit of advice though. Adirev Bochrim, will you light? So that's a yedo direv megegangen to zet, mekenish zogen boi from Kloli. But I want to explain it. Rupshom Azamel Erebach said a chiddush. If you have a direv 5 rooms, a bochur cannot light in his friend's room's window. It's not his room. Has to be other his room, other downstairs. I'm saying, there's no downstairs. They go into the windows. He could light in his own window. He can't light in his friend's window. If it's a kitchen or a room that the oil of shmooze together, everyone could light there. If not, so Shmuel Zalman said, there's no brere, so you have to lekatchile eat by your friend's room. Over Chanukah, you come and eat there, or to dreitzach dov mashtikol. You know the shmuzing will be in Yerim's room. If Yerim doesn't let, shas sakonim, but there's shulchan evidayim. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this: bochrim that are not sleeping in the building. So this, it's very nagia. I explain it. Bochim that sleep in the main building and eat in the main building. Or bochim that sleep in Beis Sholem and eat in Beis Sholem. But now we're speaking on people that they eat in the mir, but they sleep in diras. Chavchab shur shchveshish nishda. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, he can't say has to. He says it's very, very important. Moid. Chaviv ad moid. Moid choshu. That they will eat at least one meal in the deer. No, but we're not good at bochim as normal ethnic in the deer. Choshim chalikim, we bet the bochim, choshim ain't students to essen in the deer. Every day, one meal. Now, if it's very hard, Shem Zaman said, you can eat mezainas. Now, this is people that sleep in separate buildings. People that sleep in the same building, if they eat, sleep in this building and they eat in this building. If they sleep in this building and eat in Bishalem, it doesn't go. They have to sleep here and eat here, or sleep in Bishalem and eat in Bishalem. Me'ikar adin like this. If they're lighting outside, they could eat in the dining room. If they're lighting in the room, Shlomo Zalman said, it's better that he will eat one meal in the room. But here you can't say have to, say better. And if it's hard, you could be maker. For sure it's enough to eat a piece of cake.
Okay, fine, light up.